If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. We have such a special and such an extraordinary show for you today. I'm so blessed in doing these shows year after year because it was my idea when I started these shows to bring to you the very top experts in the world, the very top cherry on every Sunday and the pinnacle of bringing you the keys, the tools, techniques, the windows, the doorways, the pathways, and the bridges to really leading and living your ultimate life, the happy life, the life of your dreams that you always knew you were meant to live. And through the years, I've been so blessed and so touched by such extraordinary people. And occasionally, I have the opportunity to bring to you people that are my mentors, people that I'm such a huge fan of, that have actually etched and evolved and changed my life. And today we're talking with one of those people that actually has created such a difference in my world and someone that I followed so carefully for so many years, and I'm just absolutely thrilled to be bringing to you today. Today we're talking with Jill Schoen, who is a star of stage and screen and television and one of the most incredible voices and talents in the acting and musical world I've ever come across. And beyond that, one of the best hearts and most incredible people that I've ever been blessed and touched and greet and to know. And so it's such an honor and such a privilege to talk about a different kind of passion, living with the heart and really living your gifts and talents in such an extraordinary way that you're able to reach people with them in a whole other level. And Jill, it's so wonderful to have you here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. What an extraordinary introduction.
Well, you're so special. And I guess one of my favorite questions to ask guests when they come on the show is always the did you know factor. When you were 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and other little girls wanted to be Miss America or a school teacher, mom, were you singing or were you sharing your talent, or did something happen along the way that opened that doorway for you?
I'm so happy that you asked me this question because the older I get, I'm 52 years old now, I often think about this in terms of young people because I'm so concerned with young people not following their passion, especially now that in our school systems and stuff, we don't really put a lot of attention towards the arts. And, you know, there was a time when, like, almost in every household, kids had to learn to play piano, and it was just more attention put towards the extracurricular, in particular the arts. And when I was a kid, I did have it. It came to me naturally, and I was exposed to it. So both happened. I mean, I think by the time I was about seven years old, I was pretty much jumping, running and then jumping, throwing myself onto any coffee table in any household I could get into, and I would sing the song for a 7-year-old, I don't know how to love him from Jesus Christ Superstar. Which is kind of a strange song for 7-year-old to be singing. I don't know how to. Kind of, you know, not really your typical 7-year-old song. So, yes, the answer is yes, I was doing that at a very young age. And my mom was in the garment industry and was a designer, a women's garment designer, and she was quite successful. And when I was around that age, that same age, she took me, maybe I was slightly older, but I went with her on a trip to go buy fabric and stuff to New York City, my first trip to New York City, having grown up in Burbank and California, and we saw the original production of Annie with Andrea McCarter when it's starring as Annie. And that, it was done. Game over. That was what I was going to do the rest of my life.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but Andrea is my best friend. She's my best friend in the whole entire world. And we've been
friends
since we were little girls. And
oh, my gosh!
I remember seeing Nine. I went to the opening of Nine, the movie, and Fergie was in the movie. And somebody asked, one of the press people said to Fergie, you know, did you always want to do this? And she said, no, actually, I went to see a production of Annie that started the same thing. And she said, and I came home and I sang my heart out, and I wanted to be Andrea McCarter. I just wanted to be her. And I called Andrea from the bathroom. I said, Andrea, Fergie's on stage. And she didn't say she wanted to be Annie. She said she wanted to be you.
Oh, that's killing me. That's completely slaying me, that story, because that's what it's all about.
I really love that. And I love that, you know, you're talking about each other, because there's so much I want to talk to you about today. And I will definitely introduce you to Andrea, because she's my best friend, and I will make that happen. And she would love that you're sharing that that was the beginning, because I'm such a fan of your voice and your music. And I know, truly, I mean, you're incredible, Jill. And along the way, you did a show that touched the lives of kids. I mean, we talk about Penny touching kids, but your show, Pepper Street, touched you on a whole different level. Can you talk about that for a minute? A little bit of
I will. If it would be all right, I just want to go back to Andrea, because I just have to for a second. Because her performance, I mean, my story about her is a story because she was on Broadway. And it was Annie. She played Annie in Annie. It just, the amount of people that saw her, the amount of people that have been touched by her and her performance, there are countless of. And there are thousands of girls that have told my same story about her. I'm absolutely sure. Pepper Street is a little bit different. It was optioned for Broadway. I don't quite know the roundabout story of Bright and if her actual opened on Broadway. That was probably a business technical point of view. But Pepper Street played only in Los Angeles. It's only ever been seen in Los Angeles. And except for 1, 6, or 8, or 12 week run, I really can't remember the exact details of it. Which was an equity run of it. The rest of the time it played for 5 years, it was just equity. They don't use this term anymore, but at the time it was equity waiver, 99-seat houses. So people saw the show, 99 people at a time, and it did.
And I'm going to jump just a second for people that are listening internationally. Equity is the union. It's the actors' union. And so when we talk about something being an equity, it just means it's the union production of a show. And an equity waiver allows more people the opportunity to see a performance than would, you know, have to on a level of a different theater, a larger size theater. And so,
and to piggyback on that, the thing with equity waiver versus other small theaters, that in equity waiver, they waive the fees of the actors, so they have top professional actors of the equity union stage being able to perform in small theaters for virtually no wage at all, but for the love and the art of doing the performance. It's slightly different now. But back then, in the 80s, that's the way it was. And it's funny that we're having this conversation today, it is like a synchronistic experience, because today I did an interview with the woman, Toni Buell, who wrote the book, and of the Pepper Street we're talking about, and also she wrote the lyrics, all the music in it. And just today, we had a long, long, long conversation in front of a camera about the lives that this show touched, because it dealt with the subject of the role that I played, Spirit. And she was a teenage suicide. She was maybe 15, 16 years old. It took her life. And I apologize to anybody that's out there listening for my tears. But every single time, every time I talk about this character, and every time I played her, she was so deeply moving, and she is such an incredible character that Tony wrote.
Wow.
I can't help but have the tears coming to play. I apologize.
It's just beyond me. I absolutely love it. And at any minute, we're going to jump into a break in just a couple of seconds here. And when we come back, you know, I'd love to be able to talk about the lives that you touched and your experience for all that you're doing. And I love the fact lined up with the stars and the angels and the guides that you actually filmed with Tony Bolvia talking about Pepper Street. And I am absolutely ecstatic as you talk about it. And she came to law, children and musical theater as you have. And I definitely that connection and bring you guys together because you should know each other and each other's talent and absolutely love each other in this wonderful world. So more with Jill Schilling when we come back. Talking about really being able to touch lives with performances, the gift of art, the gift of magic on this auspicious and perfect day where Pepper Street, we were filming, being talked about joyous, joyous, joyous talent and this show that's been able to touch and reach so many lives. We'll be right here on Passionate Living.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brown. We are back on Passionate Living, the Jill Schilling, celebrity actress, singer, star on stage, screen, and television. And I love the fact, Jill, as we were talking about this show, how much emotion came up, because I think that any time in my heart when I think about Pepper Street, I well with emotion because I know there's just the stories of the lives that it touched, and the fact that you were so instrumental and that you were the girl, that you were the instrument, the vehicle in which the spirit of spirit came through, and was able to journey with the audience and, you know, with the writing and with the world and the music itself. So what was that like for you as an experience to have so many people's lives changed by your performances?
Well, kind of, I have to kind of go backwards a little bit for that. In our live camera interview, it's interesting because people get involved in everyday life and we forget the details until we sit and really think about them and talk about them, and then they come up as they did today. And that is, Spirit was born, the character Spirit Wills that I played was born out of acting class. And the work in acting class was so extraordinary that Gene Deal and Tony Deal wanted to kind of like just for fun, let our family and friends know about it. And the very, very first performance of it, before it was ever played, we just kind of did it for family and friends. My character and the angel character, the role of Angelo, which is the character's name, Gene had us, as we sat in front of the audience, the very first scene of the show, he handed us an envelope in front of the audience, and we pulled out our scene and read it. We had no idea what it was going to be. We had no idea what it was about. I was 18 years old at the time, 34 years ago. And I read it cold in front of the audience one time and then performed it in front of the audience 5, 10 minutes later. And that was the beginning of the street. And then somebody was in the theater in the place where we performed it that night and actually built a theater for us to do a long run of what he saw that evening. And it was perfected into an actual show. And once the show opened, it was, I'm lost. I don't have words for the experience of the life that we touched and to play a girl's theater. I was young at the time. I was very, very young, 20, 21. And to have someone, oh, here I go, then here she goes. To have a young person come up to you after a show. You saved my life tonight. It was extraordinary, more extraordinary. I mean, that was a poor choice of words, more extraordinary. But the idea that this happened over and over and over and over and over and over again. For 5 years, multiple times a week, was dummies me up. I have no words for that. I feel they gave me a gift. I didn't defend a gift. They gave me a gift. That's how I feel about that. That's a feeling.
Jill, I mean, thank you so much for sharing it. And I love the fact that you have so much passion in everything that you do. And it's extraordinary. I mean, I was looking at your bio, and it's everything. You are like the smorgasbord actress. It's like, yeah, sure. I mean, you have, you know, big-time movies, and you have miniseries, and you have television shows that are, you know, family fun television shows and these incredible horror films that have become cult classics with these huge followings. And it's just like you have just literally opened your arms and your eyes and your heart and your spirit to your talent and have just stepped in to the gamut of your creativity and really shared it in so many different levels. And I just absolutely love that.
Oh, you're so sweet, Nicole. When I listen to you talking to me, I think of you that way. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And then I was also looking about your music.
And yes.
I mean, that you've recorded an album, that you've, it's like this whole other side of you. And so tell me about that. Tell me where music lives in your life.
Okay, so music is actually how it started, because as I told you, and the lovely audience is listening, I do, would just jump up on any coffee table. I never meant to be an actress. I wanted to sing always. That's what just came naturally. There's no way to teach that in some ways. And when I was 12, I was lucky enough to, we moved, and we coincidentally moved in a little, you know, suburb of Los Angeles called Encino. And I moved in across the street from these iconic jazz people named Bobby Troup and Julie London. Julie London has recorded a very famous song, the number one hit song, Cross Me a River, and Bobby Troup wrote a song that there's not a person in America who may not know, except for young people. But even young people know this song, unless they're very, very young, and that is the song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66. And that was really my passion. That was always my thing, was to sing. And I actually met Gene and Tony. And Gene was a brilliant acting teacher because of music. I met them because of my music. And I was with a manager that wanted me to study acting just on the side so that I could be a well-rounded person. And that's how I met them. And then once the acting came into being, Gene was such a phenomenal teacher, Gene Buell from Acting for Life. That took over. My passion was always music. So in my film career, I did do some musical stuff, but I didn't do a lot of it. But when I left acting and I retired to be a mother, my best friend was the daughter of Julie London and Bobby Troup, Kelly Troup. And I left the business in the, maybe around 1993, 1994, and to be a wife and a mother. And a couple of years later, my girlfriend, Kelly Troup, my best friend, came down with cancer. And she, within 2 years, was no longer with us. She went to the light. And simultaneously, my marriage wasn't working out. So I thought, well, what the hell? I gave up my acting career to be a wife and mother. Because I really want, if I'm going to do motherhood, I wanted to do it right and not be an actress. So I abandoned that. And so I decided to go back to my roots, and I made a jazz album of all songs that either Bobby Troup wrote or Julie London had sung in her career. And based on the fact that I had lost my girlfriend Kelly Troup, the impact that Julie and Bobby and Kelly had had on my life. And I would say, though, when push comes to shove, singing is what got me into all of it. And that just comes naturally. And the part in a human being that just listens. You know, when we just stop the noise and we listen to what our instinct, what that inner voice is telling us to do. And mine, from a very, very young age, said, sing. And it saved my life, frankly. Music saved my life.
Such a beautiful answer. I guess this is a perfect time then to ask you the question I always ask my guests. The show is called Passionate Living.
Yeah.
And so what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Well, I want to be very careful. I don't even know what I'm going to say in that because. Living a passionate life. It's completely 100% the subjective answer. For me, I'd like to answer it, though, in an objective way, and that is to say, listen, it's just exactly what I already said. Stop. You know, stop the noise. Quiet yourself. I mean, I know a lot of people these days. I mean, we're going more and more in a secular road in life. But for me, I can only speak for me. And it's all about spirit. And I don't think my character is weird, although that is part of it. But spirit, like, who am I? Am I the body or am I something not the body? I think I'm not the body, and my body is just borrowed for this amount of time that I'm here on Earth. And from that point of view, that makes me want to stop noise and say it's not about these things, what I'm doing moment to moment. It's not about how many things I'm acquire or what's not going this way or what is going this way. It's just about spirit and what's going on within a human being. And so for me, the thing is to quiet the voice long enough to listen to it. And that, to me, I don't go to church every week or anything like that, but I do believe at the same time it goes back to the Bible, what the Bible says, and God rested on the seventh day.
I love reflection. Quiet the mind, and we're going to jump to a break in just a second. I think that's a perfect place to go into and to be able to say, to quiet your mind and to listen to your heart. And I think that that's, of all the answers that you could have come up with, it's actually the most perfect and the most applicable way. And I'm glad that your quiet mind, your heart, and your music and your spirit has led you on this wondrous journey to be able to create and share such amazing projects with the world. And I look forward to talking with you more on your career, your craft, and all that you're doing at home right now. I'm a student creating new shows, and you're always brilliantly being brilliant. And so more with Jill Schill, and we'll return here on Passionate Living.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Jill Shulman. It's so funny. All the sponsor ads are in rotation. And I love when I'm hearing ads for my own shows. I'm like, boy, it sounds like a wonderful show. I should listen to that. Let's do that. It's so much fun. So much fun here, and I'm like, wow. And it's so great because I was just looking at you as I listened to these shows to everything that you were doing and everything. Your resume is absolutely astonishing. And I look at these movies and I look at how you've been related to by audience and the people that you've worked with. I mean, Wes Craven, you know, and Sean Penn, and all of these extraordinary people. And so, in this journey for you, I even think we're reading that you're known as a scream queen or something like that from all those films. And I love that type because I think of you as one of the sweetest, softest, just most luscious, warmest people I've ever met. Just you just want to be wrapped up in you and your energy and light, and yet your talent just knows no limits and no bounds. And so what was that like to, you know, be working in all these horror films and have this incredible following and to be known as a scream queen? I just think that's extraordinary.
It's so funny, but I have, once again, like the last segment, I have to go backwards a little bit because I was having the exact same reaction to listening to the commercials with you. I'm thinking, God, Nicole sounds great. These shows sound fantastic. I should go on that dating site. So, yes, big multiple thumbs up. But in terms of the movies, I actually didn't do that many movies that were classified under the horror genre. But the horror genre, the audience, the fan base, is very, very different than any other fan base. And I would mix that in a little bit with the sci-fi fan base. You have these extraordinary actors that were working all the time in television shows in the 80s and early 90s and movies, and those people, they let them go. But the people that starred in the horror movies, the fans that were diehard. I've never seen anything in my life. I didn't know it existed until a few years ago, and I didn't do that many. And of the ones that I did, my movies weren't really even horror. They were more like thrillers, more on the Alfred Hitchcock type level, suspense thriller, as opposed to slash them and stab them and whatever they do in horror movies. But it's very interesting because for me, because it never ends. You do something in that genre, one thing. I know people, actors and actresses, that maybe have done one or two films in their entire career, and they still have a fan base. They go to these horror conventions where you go sign your autograph, fans meet you and you sign your autograph. And if they were in the right, like Nightmare series or Halloween series or, whatever kind of series, Texas Chainsaw, whatever. And they can make a tremendous amount of money just from signing their autograph from having made one film in their career. It's really something else, that fan base.
That's incredible. That's, I mean, absolutely amazing. And when I read about them, it's just like Wes Craven's classic chiller or the cold shocker, you know, the step, just even the way that they talk about it. It's like such punch. And,
well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
Well, I was just going to say that, like, the film I made with Wes Craven was a TV movie, and it was, I loved working with him because it was Wes Craven, and I worked with great actors. I worked with the wonderful, she's no longer with us, she's gone to the light, Beatrice Strait, who won the Academy Award for the movie Network. Hello, Network, the most brilliant film. And Michael Beck, did he star, I think, in Xanadu? It's Olivia Newton-John, do I have that right?
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Yeah, Michael Beck. And he was lovely. In fact, I saw him. He and I ran into each other at one, and I've only done like 5 or 6 of these convention shows with, you know, fans. But the very last one I did, I ran into Michael Beck, and that was lovely because doing that Wes Craven film with him. But and then The Stepfather, I think the one that people really, for me, latch on to, I don't know, it changes over time. It's hard to tell, but people love that film, The Stepfather, and of course they remade it a few years ago. And we had the brilliant Terry O'Quinn, who starred in the series Lost, and Joe Rubin, who is just a brilliant director. And then I did a version of Phantom of the Opera, which was actually, I think, probably one of the more closely related, actually, to the actual book itself. And I did that with Robert Englund, who was famed of The Nightmare on Elm Street. He played Freddy Krueger in all The Nightmare on Elm Street. And anyway, it's strangely not my favorite genre. Most of my work I did was not in that genre, but that genre seems to be what people have latched onto. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for anything and everything in life. I don't care if it appears to be negative, if it appears to be positive. Be grateful for it all because it's your life.
Oh, that's such a beautiful thing to say, and I so appreciate that, Jill. And if we can all just leave it with that, just think that everything that we're being fed is bread for the soul, for the soul, and it's something that actually every moment shifts and changes us and evolves us, mm-hmm. or the waves on the rocks, and we're shaped by those moments. And I love that that's how you lead your life and how you've lived your life and continue to grow.
I try, Nicole. I really try. And I look at you and I see you, and you're a testament to that vision, that path as well. I mean,
thank you.
Completely.
You know, you can look at an outfit that you bought years ago and look at it and say, who bought that? And who was I? Or I used to love strawberry ice cream. And what happened? And as we are, instead of reincarnating, but incarnating on a daily basis into who we're becoming. And as we get these little epiphanies and ahas and people touch our lives so deeply and take us to a new level of consciousness or a new level of love or creativity or talent or even avenues in which we can help other people, as Gene and Johnny Vua, you know, have done with you and many of your projects. And I was looking at the kindness of women, you know, that you worked with Shonda. What was that like?
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad you asked me about that. You're so amazing. Nobody ever asked me about that because nobody knows about it. That was, I tell you exactly what happened. And this is like a private little theme for your audience and your audience alone, as we're friends, as I know you. So I would normally not say this, but I was dating an actor. named Emilio Estevez. Do you remember Emilio?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was dating an actor named Emilio Estevez. In between his when he was with Demi Moore, they broke up and they weren't together for a few months. Then, you know, but at the time, his real love was her. But we dated periodically, and he was very friends with Sean Penn. And I did a film with Emilio, an Effie Hinton novel that originally was the sequel to her novel, The Outsiders. And the sequel was That Was Then, This Is Now. And then Emilio, when he was making the movie The Outsiders, he bought the rights, the film rights, to That Was Then, This Is Now. But when Paramount actually made it, the film, they decided to not make it a sequel and to modernize the film. And that's how I met him, and we became friends and later dated. And in our little bit of dating, I met his very, very good friend, Sean Penn. And one night, I was out to dinner with a fellow acting for life person, Jeff Pollock, who's no longer on the planet. Jeff,
sure. And I
started, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. And I know we're going to jump to a break in just a minute. And so just
okay.
I'm going to continue the story. I don't want to cut it off because I really do want to know, you know, especially about the film. And I love the connection. And that sometimes, you know, if you're talking about Emilio or Emilio and Sean, and sometimes we don't even realize when we meet people how they're to connect the dots to the next moment in our life,
mm-hmm.
the future, or project that has made such a profound difference even in your life. So I love when we come back to talk more about the kindness of women and your story. It's such a great story so far. We're with Jill Shaw, and we returned here on Passionate Living, talking about Emilio and Sean and the kindness of women here on Passionate Living. It's so great. It's such a perfect story to everybody. Everybody, when we returned here. Who have you met?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
The future of internet radio is here.
OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back with Jill Schoen on Passion Living, and the entire world is on the edge of their seat. So people are like, what? Okay. Just after Sean Penn, like, rewind.
Yes.
So you're dating, you want me to introduce you to Sean.
Oh, okay. So what happened was, yes, he had introduced me, like, you've heard of the company Lionsgate. Emilio was working there at the time, and sometimes they'd meet him there, and Sean would be there doing in his own office. And anyway, one night I was out to dinner at Dandana's. Do you remember Dandana's?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still there, of course. Dandana's. I was out to dinner with Jeff Pollock, who was the creator of, I can't forget the name of the show, with Will Smith, his TV show.
Yeah.
Do you remember that TV show? It was so popular. I'm just like an idiot. I apologize.
the
show that
Will Smith was.
The Princess Bel-Air. Yeah, Jeff created that show, and then, of course, Jeff went on to direct a couple of wonderful films. But and he, too, has left the planet. But Jeff and I were out to dinner one night, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I saw Sean across the way at dinner while we were having dinner, and he was sitting with somebody, and I'm having dinner with Jeff. And the next morning at 10 a.m., my phone rang, and it was my agent saying that Sean was trying to get in touch with me, and it was about the kindness of women. I ended up speaking to him that day, and we talked how we've met a few times through Emilio, and he said, look, my passion, and this cracks me up given where he's gone to, my passion is to become a director. And it's really hard to break through and for anyone to get your chance. So I have written this show, and I'm directing this show called Kindness of Women, and I think it would be perfect for, it's a three-character play, for the one part in it, would you consider doing it? Well, can you imagine my saying no? So, I pretended. I wasn't completely authentic yet. Of course, I was going to say yes, unless I thought I was completely wrong for it. But I said, well, why don't you send me the script? And I read it, and then hours later, I said yes. And this was a wonderful experience with him because it was the very, very first thing that he wrote and directed publicly. However, it was just seen to a limited audience as we did it a few weekends in Los Angeles, in Venice, at Venice Beach. We actually rehearsed one day, which I love, at Dennis Hopper's house. I mean, you can't make this shit up. And it was so much fun to use the actor Donna at the time, and it was a real thing. And then I later went on, a year later, I actually acted with him in Hurley Burley in Los Angeles. David Brett directed. We did a 10-week run of Hurley Burley. But The Kindness of Women was actually, it was a very profound piece that he wrote, and I'm kind of surprised that he never developed it. Maybe he did, and it never went anywhere. I have no idea, but it was quite a lovely little show.
Oh, I love your journey. I really love your story. Thank you. I'm so appreciative that you're with us today. I know we only have a couple minutes left, and so I'd love to talk about what you're doing now, because I know that you're hosting the show, and you've created some new programs, and, I mean, you just absolutely opening that door even wider, and you know, you talk about Karen Kelly, and I think about the Kelly pieces that you're doing now. And so I would just love you if you want to share a little bit about what you're doing currently and what the future holds for you in 2016.
Oh, Nicole, you are just as lovely as can be. Thank you. I would just love to say something about that. When I left the business, I really left it. I wanted to be a wife and a mother. And sometimes what we want isn't always
worked out in my case. And but in the meantime, I had left my career. I had literally abandoned and given up my career. And now I find myself, my youngest son is about, he's 18, he just turned 18, he's about to graduate high school. And I decided in the last 12 months that I need to reinvent myself. And I was going to reinvent myself. I didn't want to do it the old way. I wanted to do it in the new way. What is now? And for me, and I really did some inner work on this, and listening and quiet time, I decided to go internet. So I am, in the next couple of months, within the next couple of months, launching three separate shows. One is called Jack and Jill on Capitol Hill. It's myself and one of my dearest, closest friends, Jackie, that's Jack. And we're on either side of conservative, liberal, but also the bridge of the divide. And I'm doing a show on aging for real in women and men, but more, a little more towards women. And on the processes of aging for real rather than faking ourselves up with every kind of way that people tend to fake themselves up to keep themselves from aging, but aging in a real way. And I have a new blog I'm launching, and I'm also doing a show based on the horror genre called Scream Queen's Chef, where I'll be doing short little fun recipes with guest stars on it in the genre, all for the internet.
Awesome. That is so much fun. That is absolutely so much fun. And I love when you talk about the banter, you know, being able to just be able to host and to talk and about all of these different subjects. Because I think that even just in talking to you today, you're so brilliant at just being able to share. And the laughter and the joy and so much life just exudes out of you, and so much exuberance and so much care. And you listen so intently to people and to the world. And then you take all of that and you create projects and you share it at such a high level of creativity. And so I'm sure it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Oh, you're so sweet. I can really, really thank you for saying that. I mean, look at, and to anybody that's out there listening, look, we all have our moments of insecurity, and I certainly have my moments, elongated moments of that. So I had no idea how it's going to turn out or what's going to happen. And here's the thing. None of that is important. What's important is you go on the journey. And the journey will teach you. The journey will lead you to where you go. But how can you go there? How can you know where you're supposed to be if you don't start? It's like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when she says to the Glinda the Good Witch, and I apologize once again for crying, but this kills me. Every time I've seen it, and I've seen it 257 times, and that is when Dorothy says, well, how do, well, to get to the Emerald City, well, how do I know? Where do I begin? And Glinda the Good Witch says, so simply, well, it's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road. So that's all I'm doing with my life, Nicole. I just take a step every day. I start at one place with all of reinventing with anything I'm doing. I start with one foot, and then the next day, the next minute, the next hour, the next week, whatever it is, and I put the next foot forward, and then the next again, and then the next. And eventually, all roads, I believe, do lead to the Emerald City. That's just my personal belief.
Jill, what a beautiful way to wrap up the show. I mean, it was just precious and exhilarating and life, you know, altering. And for everybody to think to start at the beginning and to take one step forward, to follow the yellow road. And it's just, the messaging is so authentic and so aligned with the consciousness of everyone. And so thank you for such a beautiful gift and for being here today and sharing your time and your talent and your wisdom and your joy and your light. And I certainly wish you the best of luck on all your projects. And I know they're going to be absolutely amazing. I look forward to having you back on again and to continuing your journey with us. And all that you're doing, and I look forward to hearing everything from the Acting for Life and the Pepper Street, and I think that was so perfect that today is the day that you were selling on that. We had an opportunity to share that with people all over the world tonight, but it's just perfect.
Thank you. So here's the light. Raise a glass, whether it's water, bubbly water, Coca-Cola, whatever it is, here's the light.
And to you. And so, Jill Shulman and myself, we are wishing you a passionate life, a joyous life, a life of bliss, and amazing adventures, and curiosity, and light, and laughter, and love, and wishing that each and every one of your dreams come true. And we look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Living on Thursday by Hourglass Bride and Everything Relationships, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And wishing you the happily ever after life and truly a passionate, passionate life. The one you always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Thanks to Jill Shulman.
Thank you.
Start to the Albrecht Road, take the next step to your happiness.